India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hello, dearest India Forum listeners. I'm your host, Mini, welcome you to another exciting episode of IF Chit Chat, where we peep into the personal and professional lives of our dear members. Today on our hot seat, we have a very special member of India Forum's development team. She is a global moderator at India Forums, a very simple, sweet, caring, friendly, yet hyper and naughty with the elegance of a princess. So, whoops, did I just give you the biggest hint? You guessed it right. Today on our hot seat, we have Her Royal Highness, our dearest princess, dum 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 dum. हेलो प्रिंसेस, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आपको जन्मदिन बहुत बहुत मुबारक हो.
And thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure was all ours. By the way, the introduction was written by all of us, and the credit mainly goes to Saba, who is Miss Bholiwali, and she put together all things together that we sent her, and she actually went through all the rubbish and picked out the gems for you. So, if I have your royal permission, may I start the series of questions we receive for this auspicious day from your friends and foes at India Forums?
Sure, you can. Just so they know, I'll be beating them up if they ask too many hard questions.
एक लड़की थी तुम्हें क्या सुनाऊं दास्तां, एक लड़की की तुम्हें क्या सुनाऊं दास्तां, वो पगली है सबसे जुदा, हर पल नई उसकी अदा, फूल बरसे लोग तरसे जाए वो लड़की जहां, एक लड़की की तुम्हें क्या सुनाऊं दास्तां, एक लड़की की तुम्हें क्या सुनाऊं दास्तां, वो पगली है सबसे जुदा, हर पल नई उसकी अदा, फूल बरसे लोग तरसे जाए वो लड़की जहां, एक लड़की की तुम्हें क्या सुनाऊं दास्तां, एक लड़की.
Okay, so your Royal Highness is really in a mood. So your Royal Highness, may I take the pleasure of asking, how are you feeling to be on IF Chit Chat? Do you, by any chance, have butterflies in your stomach, practicing for the upcoming FIFA Football World Cup?
Actually, I'm pretty nervous, but I want the girls to be nice to me, so I guess it'd be okay.
Right. Your Royal Highness, how was your birthday and what was the best or special thing about this birthday?
My birthday was fabulous. In fact, this was the best birthday ever. The most special thing was touching, of course, my baby. Having his message on IF was the best one, and my friends wishing me all over and calling. That was the best one.
Oh, so sweet. We love wishing you, princess. We really did. Okay.
Your Royal Highness,
Anita B wants to know who is the most precious person in your life and why.
That's a hard one. I can't pick one person, it's got to be my whole family, because they've been there for me through rough and tough times, and yeah, I just can't pick one of them, but if I really, really have to, but then I would pick my dad. That's where I got my strength from, and he always told me to look forward to life, not to give up, and I guess that's why I'm still able to live my life, even though it's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's so sweet, Princess. I just hope he keeps being your idol all your life and is at your side throughout. Now, Your Highness, Diva or Diva, that is Dolly, is curious to know, if you were given a chance to rule any kingdom, that is country, city in the world, which would it be and why?
I'm not limited to any countries. I'll rule the whole world.
Ah, that's like Your Highness. Then yeah, you're already ruling India for him, so that shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah, next I'm going to hit India and then I can go and do some other explores and hit other countries and then I'll rule the world. Okay?
T-Dot. That is Mystica Magic. I have no idea why she changed into T-Dot. But she wants to know, what kind of a kingdom would you consider ideal?
I haven't given thoughts to that one yet. So I'll think about it and get back to you on that.
Okay. Your Royal Highness, what are your hobbies?
Hobbies? Mostly it's just chatting with friends. And of course, IF, I'm always on here. And I like shopping and painting. And babysitting my little nephew.
Mm-hmm. Anita B wants to know, if you believe in having one true friend or too many best friends.
That's really hard to answer right now, but I think I would go with one true friend. Because then if the person really understands you, she can just be there for you for whenever you need her. And then you won't really need to look for any other friends.
How sweet. So do you have any true friend like that?
Yes, I do. My best friend. We've been friends since grade 10. And now we have graduated, but we're still in touch. And in fact, I'm going to meet her on Wednesday, I believe. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
That's so exciting. All right. Meghavi wants to know, do you like to read? If so, what type of books do you usually read? And what is your all-time favorite fairy tale?
Okay, yes, I do read. And I get to read romance and mysteries, but not like murder mysteries. And sad stories sometimes, reality. And I didn't get what game she was talking about. Can you repeat the question again?
All right. Now for a funny one, Your Royal Highness. With due respect, T. Dot sets a situation and wants to know, how will you solve this problem? She says that you have been invited to Buckingham Palace for dinner and have been assigned to sit at a table with a handsome duke. However, in this excitement to meet you, he forgot to brush his teeth and as a result has a very bad breath. You are stuck with him for the full party. How would you deal with such a situation? The footnote is, he is a nice guy, but he's allergic to breath mints and chewing gum, so you can't offer him one. So what are you going to do?
I'll have the Tic Tac with me, mint Tic Tac. And I'll just like, do you want some? And then, yeah.
Trust Misty to come up with such weird, weird situations.
I know. I told these girls to be nice. Well, they are nice, but they're asking me crazy questions.
All right. Chocolate is eager to know, what is the most interesting movie you have seen lately? And what was the best thing you liked about it?
I'm going to have to say that it was the movie called Umar with Jimmy Shergill, Prem Chopra, and some other people, I don't know their names. I like that movie because it dealt with the reality issue that our elderly face when they're in foreigner countries. I can't speak for some reason. And it was just really sweet story. So that's why,
Okay. All right, Your Royal Highness, how were you as a kid? Were you naughty or quite a cheesy bachchi? Please share with us one childhood incident you have never been able to forget to prove that you were naughty or an achi bachchi.
Okay, well, as a little girl, I was a little naughty, but I was also pretty talkative. And one incident, okay, let me see. I think I was a good girl, but I'm not too sure. I can't think of anything right now, though, to prove that I was a good girl.
Well, I guess that proves that you were a good girl, or else you would have something memorized to just to, you know, just to tell that you were a good girl. Okay, I'm sure Princess was naughty and achi-bachi both at the same time. And you know, guys, it can be possible. Well, it is possible right now. Well, that was the longest of questions, but before we go ahead, let's have a song break. The song is as cute and sweet like a Royal Highness. Experience on India Dash Forums. Well, Vijay, you can't get any more creative than that one. Alright. Your experience on India-Forums.com.
This is from Vijay?
Yes. Who else?
Okay.
He wants to know about your experience. I don't know what he means by that. Probably your he wants you to say something about the road you have traveled so far with India Forums.
Okay. Well, when I first joined, it was basically for Jesse Koinahi. And then, first I was a quiet member for 2 months. But then I joined because the discussions were just so great that I couldn't stop myself from joining. And from then on, I just started going into all sorts of different shows and the general section. We could chat and stuff, made really nice friends. So it's been a really good experience. And I was really surprised when I was offered the moderator job. It was really something special. And it's been really cool because I can meet so many friends. And they're all over the world, so it's really nice.
All right. Mystica Magic, once again. By the way, friends, Mystica Magic is the T-Dot, yes, the very own T-Dot, wants to know if, God forbid, your kingdom has been attacked and you have become a prisoner of war. Which person from IF would you like to to be stuck with as your cellmate in prison? Why? Which person from IF would you not like to be stuck with? Okay, first let's take the first half of the question. If, God forbid, your kingdom has been attacked and you have become a prisoner of war, whom would you be stuck with as your cellmate in the prison?
It would be Anjali, our GM, because we're the best friends and we wouldn't really need to speak to understand each other. And she'll be there to comfort me, I'll be there to comfort her.
Which person from India Forums would you not like to be stuck with? Why?
All the troublemakers, I guess. From the math team, it's gotta be Mango, because she'll keep telling me the Mango stories and bore me to death.
Aww, so sweet. Mango is just so sweet. You probably would be sweetened to death.
I know, but she tells too many Mango stories. Then I'm gonna be showing sick from Mango.
Okay. Alright, your Royal Highness.
But if she doesn't, if she promised not to tell too many Mango stories, then she can be with me.
Okay. I think she'll have to keep that in mind. In case we are attacked and you become a prisoner of war. Now, Your Royal Highness, Espria wonders if Your Highness has run away from the palace in her convertible. You have a flat tire. Who from India Forums will you call to change the tire in the convertible? The person who changes the tire gets a gift from Her Royal Highness. So please tell us, what will you be give to the person? So first question, whom will you call to change the tire and what gift would you give to him or her?
Well, the first person that comes to my mind is Richie, but that means I'm going to have to wait there for about a week because he's always Mr. India being invisible. So I guess my second choice would be Suri, because she passed my MSNs and PMs really quickly, so I'm guessing she'll come up really fast. And in return, as a gift, I'll give her whatever she wants.
Okay, so suppose she wants Sachin, what do you do?
No, other than Sachin, anything else but not Sachin is mine.
Okay, well, your wish, Your Highness. Diva wants to know, well, is that Diva or Diva?
I think it's Diva.
Diva. Diva wants to know, if your username at IF wasn't Princess, then what would it be?
Then it'd be Rajkumari.
Okay. That was good one.
Yes.
Okay. Meghavi wonders, just like Cinderella has a fairy godmother who is always there for her, tries to make things better for her. So my question for you is, who on IF do you think fits the role of a fairy godmother? So in other words, who do you think has always been there to help and has tried to make things better for the other members of India Forums?
There's going to be three people. The first person would be Janet GM Anjali, for always being there for me. And I don't think I need to explain why, because everybody knows that we're the best friends now. Second person would be Vijay, because I trouble him a lot sometimes, but he still helps me out.
Oh, great. Okay, Princess, Espria wonders on the situation which might happen in future. Your Royal Highness Princess is presiding over the India Forums Court and two offenders are brought before her. It is the judgment day and Princess has to pronounce the verdict. One is a multiple user and the other is a spammer. It's the birthday of the Royal Highness, so what punishment would the Royal Highness mete out to two different offenders on this day?
Okay, for the multiple IDs, I would just send a friendly PM and just tell them that I'm closing one of their accounts with less posts. And for the second one, spammer again, I would just tell them not spam. And in return, I'll be nice to you. If you don't listen, then I'm going to be mean.
By the way, Priya, I think Princess would have better things to do on Judgment Day rather than trying to weed out multiple users and spammers.
Yeah.
Okay, Your Royal Highness, we have few messages for you. If you allow me to read them out for you.
Sure.
Okay, message from Anita. You are a very sweet and a very charming person. May God bless you with all the happiness and fun on your special day.
Thank you. Thanks, Anita. That's really sweet of you. And, yeah, it's, I just wanted to say that I love your name, Misha. I'm still getting used to Anita, but I know it's you. And, yeah, you are such a fucking lot in your every.
Okay. Miss Bholi Bhali says, Princey, you are the bravest person I know on India Dash Forums. Be like that and enjoy your day. May God bless you with tons and tons of happiness in coming years.
Thanks, Baba. And I don't know why I get the bravest thing, because it's always you who are doing the crazy stuff. So I guess you're more braver than I am.
All right. And we have a special message just for you. Well, I guess you have already heard it, but it doesn't do any harm to hear it again.
Yeah.
Princess, we'll have Sachin's message inserted here.
Hi, Princess. My name is Sachin Shroff, and I wish you all the best for your birthday. Lots and lots of love and happiness, and wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday. I don't know what can I gift you, but I can definitely send you my picture. But you'll have to give me a return gift. You'll have to send me your picture also, and I'll be waiting for that. I wish you from the bottom of my heart a very, very successful life. All the best, Princess.
Mm-hmm. So, wasn't that so sweet, Your Royal Highness? Do you have anything to say on Sachin's message here?
Yes, I was totally shocked and amazed, and I could not move or breathe or whatsoever. Sachin, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. And I love you like crazy. Don't listen to other girls. They're just pretending or whatever. I'm your biggest fan. And please tell Fairy that you're mine, okay? And thank you, India Forums, for organizing this.
You're most welcome, Princess. All right. With your permission, I would like to move on to the next round of questions. Your Royal Highness, I would like to ask, why did you like Armaan Sir so much?
It was his look and the character he was playing, which affected his acting. He did really nice acting in that, and I've never seen another character do such a role before, so I was just in love with his acting and his looks, and his voice is just so sweet that I couldn't help myself but to drool all over him when I see him.
Alright, Your Royal Highness, when did you got to know that Dhruv would be liked by you, and in fact, more than Armaan Sir?
From the beginning, when I first started watching Sindoor, I was totally like, okay, this is my new man. Armaan Sir is gone now. This is my new guy.
Oh, you are pretty good on that. The question is, imagine a situation where your competitor Sri goes on a holiday with your love, Sachin Shroff. You get to know that Sri has disappeared to an unknown place with Sachin. In this case, what will you do? How will you react?
If Sri has organized it, then I'm going to steal Sachin and go to a different place. Because I'm pretty sure she's going to be there and be the Hadeen Kebab.
So you will be the kebab in Hadeen?
No, Sri is going to be the kebab in the Hadeen.
Okay.
Okay. So she's going to be there, I think, if she has organized it. I'm pretty sure she's planning to be there to keep an eye on us. So I'll see you if you can go somewhere else.
Alright, Your Highness. Please describe what would you do if both Duke Armaan and Duke Sachin proposed to you on the same day and the same time. You cannot accept both the proposals. You must tell us who would you choose, what criteria would you use, and why.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a princess, so I don't really need to follow the rules. I can break them and have two guys after me. But if I really had to choose, I would choose Dhruv because he's my new love. And I'm over Emma already, so plus the storyline of Jesse was ruined, so I'm not really into a monster anymore. And I'm pretty sure his wife wouldn't like it if I was after him. But Sachin is single, so I guess I could just have him.
Okay. So if there's a situation where you need to bribe Sri to keep away from Sachin, what will be the bribe you offer Sri so that she leaves Sachin just for you? And do you think that Sri will accept this bribe and leave Sachin for you? Now, you cannot name Sri's husband here because Sri has already got her husband with her. So the bribe has to be something else.
Okay, I would bribe Sri that I'll send her on a long holiday, all expense on me with her husband. And I'm not really sure if she's going to accept it or not. There's 50-50 chances.
Okay, I can suggest a bribe that she is going to accept.
Okay.
Send her with Shakti Anand.
Yes, Shakti Anand from Ek Ladki Anjaani Si.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so you get that dude. Let me be with my Sachin. Please go away.
Okay. Your Royal Highness, Espria presents a situation which is that the Royal Highness is just waking up and waiting for her Arman with her dainty glass slippers and Dhruv with your favorite strawberry milkshake. If you accept the dainty glass slippers from Arman first, you get to spend the day with Dhruv and vice versa. What will you do? Whose morning gift will Her Royal Highness accept first, and who will be Her Royal Highness? Who will Her Royal Highness prefer to spend the day with?
If I accept a man's gift, then I get to spend the day with Dhruv. Then, of course, I'll take a man's gift because I want to be with my Dhruv. And then Dhruv can give me something else later on during the day.
Well, princess, little princess inquires, why are you still a princess? With all your telly husbands, you should be the queen of hearts by now.
Well, that's just for my husbands. I'm already the queen of their hearts, but for you guys, I'm still a princess, and I'm just going to be a princess forever for my friends.
Alright. Your Highness, with your permission, I would like to know the name of one Pura fan you simply cannot stand and want to give a royal punishment. Please also tell what punishment will you be giving to that person.
Okay, it's going to be ideas, because she, no matter what, she can find a way to defend Purab no matter what. And her punishment would be, I'm going to tie her around a tree with a man next to her, and she has to repeat like a million times that, ideas, I love you, ideas, I love you, ideas, I love you, until she finally accepts that, yes, she loves her man.
Okay, guys, if you're listening to this, then don't ever cross princess. She has got some nice punishments up for you. All right, Your Highness, Megham is eager to know how your Prince Charming should be. She has given a few options. You are requested to choose one. A personality like Dhruv and a body like Salman. Dignity like Rajiv and a body like Salman. Dancing skills like Ijaz and a personality like Dhruv. Looks like John Abraham and humor like Johnny Lever. Smile of Arman sir and mind of Karan Johar.
I'm not really into dancing and I'm not really into Salman anyway, so I'm going to choose, I don't know. Can you repeat it again, please? Sorry.
Yes, yes. A personality like Dhruv and body like Salman, dignity like Rajiv and a body like Salman, dancing skills like Ijaz and a personality like Dhruv, looks like John Abraham and humor like Johnny Lever, smile of Arman sir and mind of Karan Johar.
Okay, it's going to be personality like Dhruv, smile like Arman sir, mind like Karan Johar because he's It was a lot of romantic stories. So,
so you're combining all of them?
Yes.
All right. Your Highness, just suppose if Sachin proposes to you, what are you going to do?
I would say it's about time, though.
Okay. Now let us assume a situation where you and Sri have gone out to a restaurant to dine out. As you are engrossed in your talk, you see none other than Sachin Shroff walking towards the table you are seated. He manages to sit in the very next table. What will you do now? Will you send Sri out for some reason, meet Sachin alone, or will you both graciously accept that you both want to talk to Sachin as you both adore him? Please mention any other thing you are going to do in this case.
I will tell Sri to go get me something just so that she can go away. But I will make sure that she doesn't see Sachin, because if she does see him, then she's not going nowhere no matter what. Once she's gone, then I'll just leave with Sachin and tell the waiters to tell Sari that Princess is gone with her Prince Charming too.
Alright. Now, Lil Princess wants to know, Your Highness, is it more fun to ban people from India forums or drool over your husband's pictures?
It's never fun banning people from IF. I hate doing that, so it's going to be drooling over my groove. Because he's my husband.
Yes, I agree completely with you. It's horrible banning people from India forums. And
yes, totally.
I hope people are listening to this very carefully. Folks, we do not like banning you from India forums. So please don't ever think like that. Okay. Now, before starting the next and the last round of questions, let's have a beautiful song for our beautiful princess.
Thank you.
Mere khayalon ki malika, mere khayalon ki malika, charo taraf teri chhaiya re, thaam le aake baiya. चारों तरफ तेरी छैया रे छैया मेरे ख्यालों की मलका मेरे ख्यालों की मलका चारों तरफ तेरी छैया रे थाम ले आके भैया चारों तरफ तेरी छैया रे छैया खुशबू चुरा के आई फूलों के रस में नहा के लाई भीनी सी खुशबू चुरा के तेरी आंखों में है हल्का सा नशा तेरा रूप मेरी नजरों में बसा मेरे ख्यालों की मलका मेरे ख्यालों की मलका चारों तरफ तेरी छैया रे थाम ले आके भैया चारों तरफ तेरी छैया रे छैया
Alright, with your permission, Royal Highness, I would like to start the rapid fire round.
Okay.
Your favorite food?
Favorite food, Indian.
Drink?
Pepsi.
Favorite color?
Blue and pink.
Favorite song?
Germany to choose from.
Can't you think of any one coming right to your mind?
Mera Piya Garaya, because Dhruv would be coming soon.
Okay. All right, favorite film?
It's gotta be Uma again.
Okay. Now describe the following in one word. Just one word.
Okay.
So, okay. So, Sri.
Friendly.
Anjali 308.
Fantastic.
Anjali.Nair.
Crazy.
Vijay.
Mr. Invisible.
Dolly.
Creative Head.
S. Priya.
Running Around.
Priya.Nair.
Sweet.
Chocolate.
Always Gone.
Meghavi.
Little Sister.
Manjot.
Mango.
Okay. Alright. Miss Bholi Bhali.
Matchmaker.
Alright. Jem.
It's Our Lover.
Yes. That's correct. Okay. Now, coming to Minnie.
It's gotta be Big Sister.
Oh, thank you so much. So sweet. Okay.
Oh, you are my big sister.
Yeah, I know. I love you, Princess. I really do. And I really hope we kind of, I mean, if not the best, that one of the best birthdays. We tried our level best, and I really, really hope that we made a difference. And I hope you are always, always, always happy.
Yes, this was the best birthday ever, seriously. I can't thank you guys enough for what you have done for me. It's really amazing. Thank you.
You are amazing, Princess. You are one of a kind, who has always been there for all of us. And you know, you have been a very, very, very special member right from the beginning. You were very young, and yet you were really mature for your years. And sometimes we had so many things going on, and yet you were there every time, and you had so much time for everybody, and you are such a fantastic friend to so many people. It's just amazing the kind of person you are. You are brave, you are naughty, you are fun-loving, you also have a temper, and you do not mince your words, and I think you are one of the most frank members that we have, and I think we all love you for it. Just be that way always.
Thank you, and I will be like that always.
This gets us to the end of our IF Chit Chat, but before we end, I, on behalf of India Dash Forum members and the development team, are going to follow the tradition and like to request Your Royal Highness to sing a song for us.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. I can't sing.
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm going to make everybody run away from the computers if I start singing.
Doesn't matter.
Oh God, okay, what song do you want me to sing?
Any song will do. Whatever comes to your mind right away, just sing it.
Okay, I'm going to sing two lines only, I think. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will do.
Thoda sa pyaar hua hai, thoda hai baki. Thoda sa pyaar hua hai, thoda hai baki. Okay, that's all I'm going to do.
Oh, so sweet. That was not bad at all, Princess. Not at
it
all.
It is bad. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You sang for us, and I think that should be enough. It doesn't matter if it was bad. You were not really scoring any marks. You were just making us happy, and you did. So, any words for your India Forum members and development team?
Yes. Once again, thank you for giving me the best birthday ever. My development team just rocks, and I don't have any words to describe them. And for the members, I would like to say that please be nice and just follow the rules, and it'll be nice to hear again too.
Thank you so much, Princess, for this lovely chit-chat. We loved having you, and we will always, always love you, and hope you also love us always this way.
There's not a question as to why I wouldn't love you guys.
We hope you enjoyed our special episode. Please don't forget to send us your feedback, comments, suggestions, and opinions. We truly believe in making India Forums and Addiction at its best, and that can only happen with your help and support. Achha, to hum chalte hain. Phir milenge jaldi hi. Until next time, I'm Minnie, your host, taking your leave. Don't forget to tune in to Retro Cafe on Wednesday and Bollywood Masti on Friday. And of course, Telly Chaska, your favorite show on Indian television. So take care and have a very good day, afternoon and night, wherever in the world you are. So see you. Bye.